Jesus. Hallelujah, Lord. Hallelujah, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you for your sweet spirit in this place this morning, oh Lord. Thank you, Lord, that you have an ear attentive to our cry, oh Lord. You are a faithful God. You are God who's not going to forsake us. You are God who's not going to forget us or forsake us. You are God who's hearing us this morning as we call upon your name. Father, this morning, oh, we thank you for everyone that's come here this morning, oh Lord. I pray, oh God, as when we go to your word this morning, that our hearts and our minds are ready to receive from you, Lord. Let there be no distraction this morning. Let us not look at time. Let us not look around, but let us focus upon you, Lord, this morning. Upon what you have in store for us this morning. We thank you, Lord. I pray, Lord, that Holy Spirit would just anoint me as I share from your word, oh Lord. And we'll be ready to receive from you, Lord. And accept and take even the discipline or take even the correction in our lives and the challenge, oh Lord. That we may leave this place different as we have come here this morning, Father. We thank you, Father. In Jesus' name we pray. And all God's people say, amen, amen. You may be seated. Hallelujah. Thank God. Thank our Lord. God is good. Amen. I want to share with you, if you're new here this morning, welcome to New Hope Christian Assembly. I know there's a few missing this morning. I know there's a few on vacation. I just don't know about New Hope Christian Assembly, but it seems that everybody goes on vacation around here. Now, I want to get, you know, I want this recipe. How do you go on vacation every time? This is pretty good. So we have a big crowd of people going on vacation today. We have our brother Ulrich, if you see brother Ulrich, and his wife Shanique and Sean. And we also have Monique, and we also have sister Audrey, and we also have brother Morgan. And there's many, brother Gary. There's so many that I don't even remember all the names, but there are many that are not here today. They're out on vacation, and praise the Lord. Is that good? If they go on vacation because they're healthy. And thank God that they can go on vacation and it's great. They can just be strengthened. So if you're watching online, welcome. And I just pray that you would take the moment to even hear from God's word and put everything aside and listen to what God has in store for us. I know that also there's others that are working today. May the Lord just be with them. This is Alberta. This is Canada itself. You got to work on Sundays at times. Huh? So we have, you know, we got to pay our bills and so forth, the tithes and all that stuff. Then we need to work. So thank God there's people that are out there and are actually having a job and they're working. So, you know, there's many missing. And there's also many that are sick this morning. Some of them are sick. I got some texts this morning and emails. They're not feeling well, so they're not here this morning. And I've seen that, you know, it looks a little empty. We had over almost 100 people last week that came out and hear from God's word. And this morning we see there's a little bit of a difference. So don't get discouraged on that. It can hit us when we say, where are the people? But don't worry about that, you know. Let God do the work. Okay, if you're here this morning, thank God. And, you know, we're going to pray that God will even shut doors on people to work on Sundays, that they will open on another day of the week, and that they can come in on Sunday and hear from God's word. Amen? Don't you want that? Amen. But I also want to say welcome to our dear brother Swaby. Brother Swaby is back from Jamaica and from the States, sorry, not Jamaica, because he's going now on vacation. He's going back on vacation. So, Brother Swaby, may the Lord bless you. And it's nice to see you here among us and worshiping the Lord together. He was in the States, so God bless you, brother. And I know you're getting excited to go back on vacation, but you got to show me how do you get to do these things, man, because I need to go on vacation. Everybody's on vacation at this church. You know something? As long as you don't go on vacation on the Word of God. You can go on vacation and bring your bathing suit, but don't forget the scriptures. Don't forget the word. Bring the word all the time with you. Bring it with you everywhere you go. Amen? So may God bless us this morning as we hear from the word of God this morning. When we look around, we see there's people missing. I do want to ask this question this morning to all of you this morning, and you answer yourself this question. Have you made a phone call to someone you haven't seen for a couple of weeks? You don't have to answer yourself. When you know, if you have not done that, I encourage you to do so. Because it is so easy to fall through the crack and not come back anymore. Okay, it is so easy. The enemy's job is that. That's what he wants to do. And we want to encourage everybody to come back again to the house of God. Amen? Amen. So this morning, I want to share with you the word that God has placed in my heart. This text is a well-known text that we have heard it on many occasions, this text. And I want to share with you again this text. I did touch on this text, not here, but in the past in the other churches. And in the other church I ministered, this text is, "Let the rain come down." We're talking about the rain of the Holy Spirit to come down upon our life. We definitely need the hand of God. We definitely need the rain of the Holy Spirit to reign in our lives. We need that daily. Young person, you need the Holy Spirit. Elderly, you need the Holy Spirit. Couples, you need the Holy Spirit. Singles, you need the Holy Spirit. We all need the Holy Spirit in our life to succeed, amen? But there's two requirements that God is telling us in Deuteronomy to receive the rain from heaven upon our life. And this morning, I'm going to step on some toes as God has stepped on my toes. I'm going to hit the hearts with the Word of God. And if there's something that is going to challenge you this morning through the Scriptures this morning, I encourage you to lay it at the feet of Jesus this morning. If we and I want to receive the rain of the Holy Spirit that will bring flourishment and wealth in our life, you and I must do things from the Scriptures that you and I want to look at it this morning. So we're going to look at Deuteronomy chapter 11, verses 8 to 15. 8 to 15. So keep every command I'm giving you today, that you may have the strength to cross into and possess the land you are inherit, and so that you may live long in the land the Lord swore of your fathers to give them and the descendants, a land flowing with milk and honey. Next slide. For the land that you are entering possess is not like the land of Egypt from which you have come, where you sow your seed and Aaron irrigated by hand, and it is a vegetable garden. But the land you are entering to possess is a land of mountains and valleys, waters by rain from the sky. It is the land the Lord your God cares for. He is always watching over it from the beginning to the end of the year. Here's verse 13. If you faithfully obey my command I'm giving you today, to love the Lord your God and to worship him in all your heart, in all your soul, look at the next verse, I will provide rain. Wow! If you obey the commandments and love the Lord, then what he will do? I will provide rain for your land in proper time, in the autumn and spring's rains, and you will harvest your grain with new wine and oil. I will provide grass in your fields for your livestock. You will eat and be satisfied. Isn't that a wonderful promise of God for us? If you faithfully obey and you love the Lord your God, I will provide rain. If you faithfully obey the commandments of the Lord, and you love the Lord with all your soul, with all your strength, he will send the rain of the Holy Spirit upon your life. And I want the rain of the Holy Spirit. Now, you know, when it rains a lot on the streets, something happens. Something is happening around the areas, and nourishment, flowers starts to blossom. The leaves are starting to become green because the rain is just hitting and hitting and just taking the water, and everything's beautiful. And you go into the fields and the gardens, all of a sudden the tomatoes are green, and it rains and rains, and it becomes red, and it's so beautiful, and it's so awesome to eat and juicy. I'm going to get you so hungry this morning. And what about the apples? You need the rain to have something beautiful. Amen? You need the rain of the Holy Spirit to have something beautiful within our lives. You know, when I see people missing church services 4, 5, 6 weeks in a row, you know what that tells me? Something is wrong with their heart. I understand when it's 1 or 2, it can happen. 3 weeks because of vacation or so forth, because of sickness, it can happen. But if they miss because of anything else, something is wrong with their heart. They're not drawing from the Holy Spirit. Because when you draw from the Holy Spirit and you take from the Holy Spirit, you will flourish and you will just be wealthy and all. Because yeah, you have the wealth. In the olden times, in Deuteronomy, when there was rain, there was crops, and they were rich because of that. You and I are poor without Christ. And we're made rich with Christ, amen? Because the Holy Spirit was in our lives. Let me ask you this morning something. See, rain causes things to grow and to be fruitful. And we all need the spiritual nourished and refreshed through the Word of God and through the Holy Spirit. Let me ask you, what is the lifeline that enables us to give us strength when we are weak? What is that lifeline that enables us to give us healing when we're sick, or give us comfort when we're lonely, or give us comfort and strength when we lose someone dear to us? And that lifeline is God Almighty. It is only God who's going to give it to us. People around this world are searching for answers, but they're looking in the wrong areas in this world. But if you search to God, if you search the heart of God, if you search the Holy Spirit, that will enable us and give us the strength to overcome it. We read in chapter 11 is a great chapter. Luke, like chapter 6 and chapter 28, we've read even last week, in his appeal for devotion to God's word and obedience of his commandments as the basis for national prosperity, and with promises and warnings that he gives us, to the Israelites in the times of the scriptures. We see that Moses is warning them to love the Lord the God and to serve him with all the heart. He's reminding them what the Lord has done for them in times of trouble. You need to remind yourselves and remember all the time what God has done to you today, what God has done to you yesterday, and remind yourself and say, yes, he has done this. Yes, he has healed. Yes, he has saved. Yes, he has transformed. Remind yourselves of the past, what he has done. And he's reminding them what God has done to the Israelites and how he has helped them. They were people of complainers. They complained all the time. And God still went out and helped them out. We are people, creatures of human beings, that we complain every second word that comes out of our mouth. And God is still there waiting to pour out his spirit among his people. That's humans complain all the time. Lord, help us. They have seen the hand of God move. The Lord purified bitter water. God gave them manna to eat, which was angels' food. But they complained about it. And Moses gives us a warning to not to do what they did in the past. They said they even worshiped, go back and to worship the golden calf. At times we as humans want to go back and do the things of the old. But we must grow and do things of the new and seek the face of God. So now Moses tells him, obey, love, and serve with all your heart. The two words that I wanted to share with you this morning, the first one is obedience. And you might be saying, oh, a message of obedience? I obey. If we really go in depth of the scriptures this morning and go in the commandments of God, you know how many things that we disobey? So the first thing is obedience. Now we must ask that search for the kids. Obedience is at every age. From the youngest to the eldest, we must learn how to obey the commandments of God. And he says, if you don't obey the commandments of God, to love the Lord, he will not send that rain upon the land. And I know it's tough to be obedient and to do everything what God tells us to do. But there's many things in the scriptures that speak to us. For example, I'm going to get that later on. He tells us not to criticize, and we end up criticizing, and that is disobedience. He tells us to support and build each other, but we tear down people. That's disobedience in the eyes of God. We must learn to live in unity and love and seek the face of God, because I want the reign of the Holy Spirit upon my life. Don't you want the reign of the Holy Spirit? Am I the only one excited this morning in the house of God? See, the Revealed Bible Dictionary says this about obedience: to act in accord which with is a commanded by an authority. And God was speaking here is in his authority here. And he tells them, if you obey, if you faithfully obey my commandments. And we look at Exodus. We see Exodus. We can bring up the next slide. This is the Ten Commandments. Look, I am the Lord thy God. No other gods before me. You know, how many times we worship, or we don't not worship, but we take a musician, or we take a rap artist, or we take someone else, and we look at them as an idol. That is a sin in the eyes of God, because the priority must be in God first, not the other person. Because we serve a God who is jealous, and he wants us to serve him only, not someone else. Look at the next one. No graven images or likeness. At times we're disobedient. We want to bring something. We want to carry a cross with Jesus on it. But Jesus is not on the cross. Jesus is resurrected. And there's other things. Look at another one. Not take the Lord's name in vain. How many times you use the Lord's name in vain? That's disobedience. We're going against the commandment of God. Remember the Sabbath day. Remember, Sabbath day is take day one day of the Lord and worship the Lord. At times, we don't even take a day of the Lord and worship the Lord. That's disobedience. Look at the next one. Honor thy father and thy mother. Huh. How many times honor thy father and mother? Even as elderly, even as older people, at times, we disobey our parents. Lord, help us to be obedient. Even though at times they might be wrong, but Lord, help us to be obedient. Look at the next one. Thou shalt not kill. Yeah, that's the Old Testament. I don't murder anybody, but we're killing someone when we hate someone. We look in the tongue to kill someone. We can look at the Deuteronomy. If we go to Deuteronomy, the commandments of the Lord is also all in the Gospels. It's confirming everything in the Gospels here. Look at the next one. Thou shalt not commit adultery. How many times we lust? How many times we look at someone? You're committing adultery. You're disobeying the Word of God. Next slide. Thou shalt not commit adultery. Thou shalt not steal. You might say, well, I don't steal. I never took a pen in my life. We just looked at it yesterday. If you don't tithe, you're robbing from God. That's stealing. It doesn't belong to you. Do not give false testimony against your neighbor. How many times have we said something about our neighbor? Oh, that neighbor, he's always spying in my house. Oh, that neighbor, he's no good. He's not looking at me right. Do not covet your neighbor's house. Well, do not covet your neighbor's wife. Oh, Lord, help us. So every one of us in the commandments, we have failed somewhere. So Lord, help us to be obedient. Because if you said, if you faithfully obey my commandments and love the Lord, the first thing is to love the Lord. When you love the Lord with all your heart, soul, and strength, the commandments will be a lot easier later on. But if you don't love God, if you don't invest time in God, if you don't spend time at the altar, if you don't spend time in your closet at home, if you don't spend time in your private room at home, how could you love God? You got to spend time with an individual to love the person more and more. Obedience is one thing that you and I must learn how to do. It's one sure thing that God is looking for his people, and he's looking for us this morning. Without obedience, we will not go very far. And you know, when you have to discipline your child, when they did something wrong, you put them in the corner. Or you tell them you can't play whatever, Xbox, or you take away something from them because they're disciplined. Thank God that God doesn't do that to us. Every time we fail, every time we make a mistake, every time we go against the scriptures and the commandments, he's still there, a loving father, and says, I want to bless you, but obey. Obey. It's going to be better for you. It's going to be better for us. He said, obey my commandments. He's telling the Israelites. People think that today's youth need to learn about obedience. But obedience is every level of maturity. And it hits every mind and every heart here this morning. And as you and I grow with the Lord, obedience becomes the cornerstone to fellowship with God. And when we obey him, he pulls us closer to him and teaches us about his guidelines and his love. Here we see that Moses, when Moses said to them, obey the commands, he was not talking about the children. He was talking about the ones who saw the great work of God. And you and I have seen the great work of God in our life. He's talking to us. He's talking to every believer this morning. Charles Stanley says this about obedience. Many people think that they're demonstrating obedience to God by helping others occasionally, avoiding temptation, or attending church. But there's much more about obedience. True obedience to God means doing what He says, when He says, and how He says, as long as He says, until what He says is accomplished in our life. Some of us might say, yeah, I serve the Lord, I'm obeying Him. Yes, you can. That's a great thing too, but it goes more profound than that. That's what Charles Stanley is telling us here. We look at Adam and Eve, total disobedience. Total disobedience. And at times we total disobey God in something against what the scripture tells us, the commandments of God. What about Noah? Complete obedience. Noah building an ark, obeyed the voice of God, and he went and built that ark. And lastly, ultimate obedience, and that is Jesus. Willingly, not forcefully, but took himself and just willingly picked up the cross and obeyed what God has told him and placed himself on the cross for you and I. So there's three kinds of obedience. Partial obedience, we can look at Saul. When we look at Saul, King Saul, he had received instructions to go to Gilgal and wait 7 days for Samuel. The two of them had to make a burnt offering together. So it all started well with Saul, but on the seventh day, Saul became frustrated, restless, so he made his burnt offering without Saul. He didn't wait until Samuel had to be there to do the burnt offering together. And what happens is even ourselves, God tells us something through the scriptures, and we cannot wait another minute so. We cannot wait another day so. So what happens, we take it on our own actions, and something happens, you're disobeying God. We got to wait until God says, go. And that's the hard part. We got to be sensitive to God. He said, when is it, God, that you want me to go? When is it you want me to move? But Saul, King Saul, was, I waited 7 days. Even if God tells you something, if you have to wait 10 days, you wait. Because when it's going to be with Him, His timing, all things go better for us. Lord, help us to be more obedient and to take action when you want us to do it, Lord. Because at times we failed. Even on that area there, partial obedience or disobedience, you want to call that. Complete obedience, and you know that, is Noah. Great example for us today. I want to be someone who obeys everything from the Word of God. Though it is tough, can we go that direction? Yes, we can. We can go that direction, and Lord, help us to be obedient to the Word of God. You know how many times He tells us in the scriptures, He tells us to not marry an unbeliever, and we do so. He tells us to forgive an offense, and many times we don't. That's disobedience in the eyes of God. He tells us to tell the truth, and sometimes we end up lying over lies. And we don't even know that we caught up lies. He tells us to love one another, and some of us have a problem to do so. And even some of us today have something in their hearts that they have a hard time to forgive someone. You will never be set free until you do that and let it go and just ask God for forgiveness. That wound must be healed, and it's only done by the Holy Spirit. And when the Holy Spirit is wound, when the Holy Spirit heals the wound, you will have a scar. And that will be a testimony to share to the world what God has done in your life. He tells us not to judge, and we still judge the pastor. Sorry. He tells us to pray without ceasing, and many times we lack that. He tells us to invest into the heaven instead of putting all our efforts in impressing each other. Invest in the kingdom of God instead of saying, look what I'm doing to look good. That is a sin. It's going against the Word of God. So there are things that God tells us through His Word, and many times you and I have failed. Lord, we want to be obedient. So we always looked at the the commandments of God. I follow those 10. But remember, we look in the New Testament, we can fail them all. And you know something, going back to Exodus 20, when you look at the commandments of God, it's everything to do with relationship. Satan will use those things to destroy relationships. When you look at another, your neighbor's wife, it's destroying that. You're committing a sin, and it can separate you from God, and it separates you from the people, from your wife or your spouse. That is relationship broken. Kids will suffer. And when you hate someone, is you're breaking relationships. It's all about relationships, all in Exodus 20. I would love that one day to go out point by point and explain that, and we will want you to grasp what God is trying to tell us through the commandments. We just read it and say, oh, thou shalt not kill, but I don't kill. Lord, help us, huh? So the thing is, the first thing that he says, if you faithfully obey the commandments. So if there's anything in our lives that we need to deal with, we must do it. And if we can't do it, the only way is to do it, first of all, you ask God to help you through it. And then if you have a situation with someone, you confront the person and say, this is what I'm facing, this is what I'm going through, and you make him deal with it. And God, and that will bring healing. The second thing is love him. We must love the Lord thy God. You say, but I love the Lord. I worship him. I serve him. But you know that love goes much more beyond than that. It's a word, it's an action word. So you must do more than that. He said, if you love the Lord, then he will pour out the rain upon the earth. Tuesday, you will see thousands of flowers being bought and sent to their own spouses. Because they love, hopefully, but they love. And chocolates are being sold everywhere, and maybe they're buying chocolates and giving them to everyone. And they go out of their way because they love that individual. They love the children. I remember when I was in high school, I couldn't wait when I was in February 14, because I was waiting for those young girls to come and bring me those cards. Happy Valentine's Day. And the chocolates and all that. 1 year I didn't get anything. I don't know what I've done, but they didn't give me anything. Have you experienced that in school? It came with the little cards. Happy Valentine's Day. They were puppy love. But we got those cards. Because love was in the air. So when love is in the air, there's a song going that way. Love is in the air. We know that song? You should not know that song, okay? So when the love's there, you go the extra mile. When there's a love for God, you will do an extra mile for the Lord. That love must be birthed inside. Oh, how can I love that neighbor? How can I love him? He did this. He did that. Or she did this. It's hard to love that neighbor. How can I love that neighbor that sold drugs all over the world and destroyed my son? It's tough. The more you love God, the more His love will come into your heart. And the more you will look at things and you will overcome it in a different way. It's tough to love with all your heart, huh? But is it worth it? Oh, when you love that husband of yours and you went there and you were so excited and you make that chicken fried rice with love. You said, I love him and I'll do anything for him. You went the extra mile for him or for her. Let's do the extra mile for the Lord. Do we really love God the way we say it? Do we really love God the way we say it? Are we just singing lies on Sunday morning? I love you, Lord, and I lift up my soul. Or is it really true depth love that you have for God? Because when you love someone, you will go the extra mile. You will place your life in front of someone. The way Christ places life for you and I. That is love. Placing himself before you and I. I'm going to ask you a question. If you're on that boat, and you have a husband and a wife on that boat, and you have someone who has to jump, who's going to jump first to survive the other one? just an illustration I'm telling you, but the love is placing yourself in front of someone. Placing your life for someone else. The extra step. The love that we have for God, you need to have more and more. In Deuteronomy chapter 6, verse 4, Moses says, "Hear, O Israel, the Lord of God, the Lord is one." And then the beginning of verse 5 says, "Since God is the one who brought you out of Egypt and has been watching over you and caring for all this time, I want you to love the Lord with all your God, with all your heart and soul and your might. In other words, I want you to love God passionately. I want you to love Him with every fiber of your being." And one way you and I can do that by loving God is with our words, by praising God, by worshiping the Lord, by telling them that you love Him. That's one way we can do that. And the other, you know, we must thank Him daily for what He has done in our lives. And I know you're doing that, but do more. Don't give up. Don't you ever wait one day without praising the Lord and thanking Him. Every day, take that moment and say, "Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord." To love God is to put Him first. And when you put God first, you will do anything. Do you know if you go around the world today, and I know that Pastor Catherine said this in Uganda, people walk to go to our church service. We have buses. We have cars. Cars with an S. And we have a hard time to go into the house of God. The love that they have for God, and I always say this, and I will always say this, it's concerning about the heart. If the heart is not straight with God, you will not take that extra step for God. But if your heart is right with God, you would take that extra step. And you would do everything to go and to hear the word of God. Minus 40 years, minus 40 outside, my mother used to grab me by the hand and walk for kilometers to go to church because she wanted to hear from the word of God. She loved to be in the presence of God, and she didn't care about anything else. She didn't care if it was minus 40. She just went because she needed to be with the brothers and sisters worshiping the Lord Almighty. And today we have minus 1. It's too cold. We have a hard time to do. But love is putting God first in everything we do. Am I hitting some hearts this morning? It is an undivided love. God must be our priority in our lives. If we love God with all our hearts, souls, minds, and strength, then we won't allow other things to crowd inside our lives. So the more you love God, less of the sin, less of the temptations will come in and destroy your lives. We must fall in love again with God. Amen. The same day that you and I accepted Christ as your personal Savior, you were such in love with God. And you had not worries about anybody around you. You served Him and you did everything in your power because you wanted to spend time with Him. The love of God. Look at this. You remember Mary, Martha. We have so many people like Marthas in the church, and thank God. And we need more Marthas in the church to serve. But she was serving Jesus, and Mary was sitting at the feet of Jesus. She goes, but she's sitting and I'm serving you. The point of all this, serving is important, but that time was extremely important for Mary to sit at the feet of Jesus. What was happening? She was listening, she was learning, and she was loving Him. There's a time to serve, but there's a time to sit at the feet of Jesus and just listen, learn, and love Him more and more and more. The more you listen to Him, the more you listen to Him, the more you will learn, and the more you will fall in love with Him. We must go back to our knees, to the feet of Jesus. I want to listen to you. I want to obey the commandments, Lord. I want to obey the commandments, oh Lord. Look at this, the blessing that happens. So if you faithfully obey and love the Lord, point number 3 is blessings. It's blessings. He says in verse 14, then I will send the rain on your land and its season, both autumn and spring rains, so that you may gather in your grain, new oil, and new wine. This morning when I looked at this text and I read it in the past and I read it again, when you look at this text, he will send the rain upon the land and the crops will be, there'll be fruits and vegetable oil and so forth, wine, and that's rich for them. Lord, our testimony is, Lord, send the rain upon our life. So we'll have flourish and we will flourish into this world and the fruits will come out. Lord, I need that rain of the Holy Spirit upon my life. Because when the rain of the Holy Spirit comes upon our life, things happen into our life. We must learn to obey and to love the Lord. You can be praying all you want and ask for the Holy Spirit to come down upon your life and to bless you and to anoint you. But if you are against the scriptures or you're doing the, you're being in a life of disobedience, God will not send that poor spirit upon you. He says, you have to obey. You have to love me with all your fiber, with all your being, everything. Come and serve me. You know, and he goes, in the past they have done that and they have walked away. They have done that and they walked away. And we're the same thing, the kinds of people we are. We obey and then we disobey. We obey, we do our best and we disobey. We love the Lord for a week and then we forget him for 2 weeks. And that's the role of the enemy, to come in and he plays with our minds. He plays with our hearts. He tries to play to us to forget us these things, to forget our minds and focus on Christ. Focus about what he has done for us in the past. No, Lord, I want your rain. I want more of your Holy Spirit. I need more of you, Lord, in my life. And that should be everybody's prayer here this morning. More of the rain of the Holy Spirit. Church, you must be ready because this year is a new year for New Hope Christian Assembly. If you don't believe that, something is wrong with you because God is going to move in this place in a mighty way. God's going to move and God is placing me with the Word of God to us, to teach us to be united, to focus on Him because He's ready to pour out His Spirit among His people. And I can't wait for that day. Yesterday is gone. Oh, I felt the water last week. Oh, I felt the presence of God last week. That's great, but I want to feel it today. And I want to feel it tomorrow. And I want to feel it next week, the presence of the Holy Spirit. Don't you want that? Do I have to crank you guys up this morning or like Flintstones, get that car growing? Get excited for God. Get excited for God because He is ready and willing to do great things among us. You and I will see our children come to know Jesus Christ as the personal Savior. You and I will see transformations. You and I will see healings. Ooh. Oh, we're going to see it because we have a church who believes in the power of God. This is a Pentecostal church. Amen. And we believe in signs and wonders. We believe that God moves. We believe in healings. We believe in transformations. Love the Lord. And when you love Him, the blessings will come down upon your life. Without that water, without that Holy Spirit, we have nothing. We will lose. Where there is no rain, there is no life. Where there is no rain of the Holy Spirit in your life, we have nothing. There is no life in my life and in your life. God, I want more of the rain of the Holy Spirit. In Bible, biblical times, whatever you had, grain, wine, and cattle, you were considered rich. Those were the basic elements of life. Without that, they would have problems to live. Remember, God is faithful, and He is also faithful for you and I this morning. What happens when it rains? There are many things that can happen in my life and in your life. The trees and flowers will grow. The flowers will flourish and you can eat more fruits and vegetables. The grass turns green and you and I don't need to water it as much. And you can save money when it rains. But something is happening. But the rain of the Holy Spirit is free. It is there for you and I. And we have a hard time to obey and to love the Lord. Lord, help us to be more obedient to you. The commandments that you have given to us this morning. no rain, it's a drought. We need rain. This brings me to the point this morning. We need the rain from heaven to have life. We need the rain of the Holy Spirit. And rain causes things to grow and to be fruitful. And we also need spiritual nourishment and refresh through the Word of God and through the Holy Spirit. Now, how do you apply this verse to our lives this morning? How do we apply this spiritual point of view in our life this morning? The way God wanted to bless Israel, God wants to bless you, and God wants to bless me this morning. Sending you the rain that you and I can be satisfied with the rain of the Holy Spirit. And how do we get this? Simply, hard to do, but simply obey and love and serve the Lord. How hungry are you for that this morning? How hungry are you for the rain of the Holy Spirit? Are you obeying the word, the Lord, the way we should? Maybe some of you are not in the right place. Maybe God's calling you elsewhere. Though it's sad for me to say, it's hard for me to say. Maybe God's calling you elsewhere to be used by the power of God. And if you don't listen to the voice of God, maybe you're in the wrong place. You're disobeying. Be sensitive to the voice of God. I'm not telling you to leave. I'm not the boss. God's the boss. But maybe some of you are dealing with something and you're having a hard time to let go. Do it this morning. Are you loving Him the way we should love Him? Are you serving Him the way we should serve? Or are you just serving the Lord because of routine? Remember one thing, there are people who are in drought as we speak this morning. Let me tell you, I don't have to be a genius. You don't have to be a genius to see it, who's in a spiritual drought or not. You can see it through the fruits. But we're not here to pinpoint or judge anybody. We're here because I want everybody, everyone here in New Hope Christian Assembly, to experience the rain of the Holy Spirit. Every one of us can experience that rain of the Holy Spirit. That is for you and I. And how badly do you want it? How badly do you want the rain of the Holy Spirit upon your life this morning? Is there a drought in your life today? There comes a time in every person's life they have some sort of drought in their life and type. Everyone will face that. But if you're on that spiritual drought this morning, you can be refilled by the presence of God. You can be refilled by the Spirit of God. And the only thing you must do is, Lord, let it rain. Forgive me, Lord, let it rain. I want the rain of the Holy Spirit. You know, we're not talking to non-believers here this morning. We're talking to believers. Israelites believed. We're talking to believers this morning. Believed and complained. You know that? We're talking to believers here this morning. And God's speaking to us this morning. There are some in spiritual drought. And we need to pray for some of our church members. Not to judge them because they're in spiritual drought, but to pray for them and encourage them. And say, Lord, send the rain. Because when the rain comes down, great things happen, huh? And when it happens, don't be afraid of the Holy Spirit. Let Him work. Let Him do the job. Let Him work in your life and in our lives, and you will see great things through that. He is talking to His people, and God is clear that He will not send the blessings if His people continue to sin. He will not bless if you're living a life of sin. Let me tell you something, church. If there's sin in the camp, Lord will not send the blessing. If there's sin in your life, God cannot send the blessing. You need to deal with that sin. And some of us might have secret sins in our life. Some of us might go on the internet and Google something and it pops up. It can be a male or it can be a female. It doesn't matter where you come from. Because the enemy does not only attack one, he attacks all. And if it is not whatever it is, pornography, it can be jealousy, it can be pride, it can be anything else, selfishness, it can be anything that the enemy tries to attack you with to bring you down. But we want the blessing of God upon our life. So we must deal with what it is in our lives, not being afraid. Because we're all sinners. we all failed in our lives. All of us, including myself. And I'll be the first one that I failed. Don't you think the enemy attacks me even more? I was telling Sister Raquel this morning that every hour I've seen the night. Oh, every hour I saw midnight, 1 o'clock, 2 o'clock, 3 o'clock, 4 o'clock, 5 o'clock. And I jumped at 5 o'clock. I said, Lily. And she goes, what are you yelling for? Because I couldn't sleep anymore. And I've been attacked all night. Because he wanted me to come here tired and discouraged and sad. But the moment you open your heart and the moment you just call upon the name of the Lord, the strength comes down. Because the name of the Lord, oh, is a strong tower. The righteous run into it, oh, and they are safe. When you're going through those times, you sing it. The name of the Lord is a strong tower. The righteous run into it, and they are saved. The name of the Lord is a strong tower. The righteous run into it, and they are saved. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Blessed be the name of the Lord Most High. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Blessed be the name of the Lord Most High. You run there and say, I'm running to the Lord because he's the one who's going to give me the strength to overcome it. Amen? So what is that lifeline that will enable us to give us strength when we are weak? It's God himself. What is that lifeline that enable us to give us strength, give us wisdom when we're looking for direction in our life? It is God himself. It's not going to be a GPS. It's going to be God himself who's going to help us go through that. What is that lifeline that enable us to give us healing when we are sick? It is no one else but God himself that can heal a person's life spiritually and physically. Way. What is that lifeline that enables us to give us comfort when we feel lonely? Do you know as the days are passing, people are feeling lonely and lonely, but only God himself can fill up that void in your heart when you feel lonely at home. You could be around people this morning. You can be here among the people, but you can feel lonely this morning. But only God can remove that from you this morning. Only God can fill up the heart for you this morning. And he's the one who can help you and make you feel back at home with the family of God. That's the enemy coming and trying to bring loneliness in the life of the people. What is that lifeline that enables us to give us comfort and strength when we lose someone to us? Only God is the one who's going to give us that strength. The Holy Spirit is the only one who's going to console your heart to make you overcome those situations of life. I want to encourage every one of you this morning the way I'm encouraged. When I speak like this with passion, it's because I love the Lord. And I know the only one who's going to help us to go through situations is God himself. No one else. Because God does not come from a Cracker Jack box. God does not come from a thing, from a newspaper. God is the God of God. He's the King of kings and the Lord of lords. He's Jehovah Rapha. He's the one that comes down and heals us when we're sick. He's the one that fills the heart that are voided. And he puts the in our hearts with the peace and the love and the joy and the hope that people are looking for. He's the only one. He is the only one. If you go to church, and I encourage you when you visit a church, because some of you might be church hopping or some of you, but let me tell you something. If that church does not speak about sin, if that church does not speak about heaven or hell, that's not the place to go. You got to be in a church where there is sin, where there's sin preached and people are being challenged to let go of the things of this world and to focus on the things of God. Because the world is coming to an end. As the days are passing, we don't need any secret churches. Everything is good in a church. No, I don't have to speak about love all the time. I'm going to speak about sin. And I'm going to go to the heart of the person. Because the Word of God teaches us to go to the heart of the person and to teach about sin. I share this with passion, with love. I love you all, and I want every single one of you to seek the face of God every single day of your life. And if there's a sin that's crippled, that's coming down into your life and trying to bring you down, love God more. There will be no place for that place in there. Love God more. Love God more. Oh, man. I don't know if I'm the only one on fire this morning, but I am excited this morning. Are we ready to see the hand of God move? Are we ready to see healings? Are we ready to see salvations? Let me tell you something. Just obey the word of God. Obey the voice of God. Love him more. Take that step. Put him priority in your life, and you will see the blessings of God upon your life. And then you say, wow. Wow. I remember the times when my uncle used to preach in those services in the old-time Pentecostal preachers. The windows used to shake when he used to preach. Today we sit down on the pulpit and say, Jesus loves you. I know Jesus loves me, but deal with my heart. Speak the word of God that hits the heart of the person. That's what I want. So he challenges us to get out of that place and say, I'm getting ready for the Lord. Oh, I don't know if I'm getting out of hand here, but I was getting excited. Let me tell you something. You know, some of us are looking for satisfaction in somewhere or another. But the only one who's going to satisfy your soul is Christ himself. It is God himself. You know, some people say, I feel the rain, while others people say, I just get wet. I heard this and last week, we were at the pastor conference with Pastor Catherine and Alan and my wife. And the preacher was saying, the mist of the Holy Spirit. If there is rain and you just walk away, it's just one time blessing. But you want the mist of the Holy Spirit upon our lives. That is there daily and daily and daily and longer in our lives. Lord. Send the rain daily upon my life, Lord. I need that rain of the Holy Spirit so things will come down. When the Holy Spirit comes down, things will be flushed out of my life. If the rain of the Holy Spirit comes down in your life, you and I will see the difference and you and I will be satisfied because it's not just rain of this world, but it's the rain of the Holy Spirit that is active today as we speak here and as we hear worshiping the Lord this morning. Is your spiritual life is on and again, off and again? You need to refocus on your commitment to Christ. Check out your personal relationship. Examine your heart. Check what's inside you and say, there's something that needs to deal with. Let me do it now. Because I want the rain of the Holy Spirit. Deal with me, God. Whatever that secret sin is, deal with it. Deal with it. Check out your lifeline with God. I'm trying to encourage every one of us, and God is encouraging us through His Word. I don't know why He has placed this again in my heart to share it with the New Hope Christian Assembly. But I'm going to be obedient. And like I said last week, I'm going to step on toes the way God is stepping on my toes. He deals with me every day. And I want to share this with you this morning. If I'm obeying God, I'm doing what the scripture tells us. If you need to ask God for forgiveness, ask Him, are you truly obeying the word of God? Do I really love God and place Him first in my life? Examine that. Say, do I really love God and place Him first? Be very careful. You say if you love God, but you don't do it. If you love God, you got to take that extra step. Do I go the extra mile for the Lord? Do I serve Him the way I should? Do I ask Him to forgive for my mistakes? You know that pride is the number one destruction for men. We have a hard time dealing with it. Pride comes in. I never made a mistake. It's not me. It's him. What's her? It's him. Sure, it's my kids, this, that. We blame everybody else except ourselves. The pride. You know how many parents have made mistakes with their children and they're waiting for the children to ask for forgiveness, meanwhile it's supposed to be the other way around, because they have messed up with something because of pride. When my kids were young, probably don't even remember this, but I lost my temper. Am I the only one who loses my temper? I think every one of us lost our temper. It's not because I was angry with my kids and I wanted to discipline them, but the way it was done, it was wrong. And I know it was done wrong. And it hurt me so much that I had to go and say, please forgive me. And when we go that extra and let go of our pride and ask for forgiveness, that relationship will be solid. I will never forget when I took the kids. I know Jesse's here. It's okay. He said, forgives me. He loves me. And when I took the both kids and I picked them up like this, I grabbed them on a wall and I banged them like this, then I'm realizing I'm doing something wrong. But that's not the way you discipline a child. And then I went in the room and cried and says, forgive me, Lord, because that was wrong what I've done. It's easy to go to God and ask for forgiveness. But when you go to that person, say, please forgive me, it's something else. Some of us might need to let go our pride and need to deal with the situation, because God is ready and willing to pour out His Spirit. If you obey and love, when you love God, the more you love God, it will be easier for the commandments to follow. Because the love is going to help you overcome that. The love is going to help you overcome those struggles that we go through. So obedience is not just for the 7-year-olds. Obedience is for all of us here this morning, including myself. Let's all stand this morning. As we bring to a conclusion this morning, if there's things that need to examine, take the moment as Twyla will come forward. Just play the piano, Twyla, for a minute. Take the time to examine yourself and see how you really want the Holy Spirit, the reign of God, the reign of the Holy Spirit in your life. If you truly want the reign of God, deal with the things in your life now and say, God, work in my life. Work in my life, God. Am I the only one that has to have a prayer that way? No. Every one of us have a prayer that way this morning. Work in my life, Lord. Because I have failed. I have said something wrong, Lord. Please forgive me, Lord. I have offended someone, Lord. Please forgive me, Lord. Am I the only one here this morning, or all of us are facing something like that? Deal with that this morning, right now, as you raise your arms before God and you examine yourself and say, yes, Lord, there's something in my life that needs to be dealt with, God. And ask Him for forgiveness. Speak to Him. Come on, church, you're not to be silent this morning. Call upon Him. And then when you deal with that, just love Him more. Love Him more. Spend time with Him. Kneel down before Him. Cry before Him. It is good to cry. It is good to cry. It cleanses us. As you submit yourself to the Lord and say, God, help me this morning, Lord. Forgive me, God, I disobeyed you, Lord. Forgive me, Lord, I was not being obedient to your voice or to your word. everyone in this church this morning, wherever you are, I am not telling you to come to the front. No, I'm not. But I encourage every single one of you, wherever you are this morning, if you can do that, just kneel yourself before the Lord. Kneel before the Lord and just examine your heart and deal with it right now. Church, if you need God to deal with you, kneel down this morning and say, God, work in my life this morning. Work in my life this morning. I want the reign of the Holy Spirit more and more, God. Is there others that need to kneel before the Lord? Wherever you are, do it so now. How hungry are you for the reign of the Holy Spirit? Deal with that situation this morning. Ask Him to work in your life this morning. Every one of us here this morning, the scripture tells us, let everything that has breath praise the Lord. If you're here this morning, you are breathing, let's worship the Lord this morning. Let's call upon Him right now, church. This is not a church. It's not a dead church. This is a church that's alive in Christ. Let us worship the Lord together this morning. Let us call upon the name of the Lord together this morning. Let's not be silent, but let's call upon the name of Jesus and say, Lord, send the rain. Send the rain. Send the rain. Send the rain of the Holy Spirit, Lord. Work in my life this morning, Lord. Remove the things that needs to be removed, God. And add new things, O Lord. Add the things of God. O Lord. Let it rain, Lord. Open the floodgates of heaven, Lord. And let it rain upon us, O Lord. Is that song? Open the floodgates. Of heaven. Let it rain, let it rain, open the floodgates of heaven, let it rain, let it rain, open the floodgates of heaven. Let it rain. Let it rain. Is that your prayer this morning? Open the floodgates of heaven. Let it rain. Let it rain. Open the floodgates of heaven. Of heaven, let it rain, let it rain, open the floodgates of heaven.